As we talk about, as we partner with community engagement and find out what they're going to be doing for the next year, then we can partner with them as well. So we can, to me, it's just simple, engage the community in regards to services that's available. So Denise, can you give us a report?
And then 1 second before you speak, Denise, inside of the packets that were on the tables for you guys, it is two items that Denise will speak towards that the community engagement put together to promote the advisory council through us. So you're on mute, Denise. Are you still on the line?
Okay.
She's there. She just muted.
Okay. All right. As we're waiting for Denise to chime in, community engagement. Yes, Mary.
Documents, we wanted to be as accurate as possible. Are you going to adjust the advisory council, or are you going to leave it the way it
is? Where is it at, Mary?
On the multicolored. The second page.
Second page. What is it?
List the advisory council.
The members listed.
Oh yeah, we're going to have to revise that.
Okay.
Yes.
Put two hands on my
name.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. That's going to have to be revised.
Anybody else's name spelled incorrectly?
As a matter of fact, council members, take a look at it because yes, make sure your names are spelled correctly. Yes. Again, we lost a couple of council members, so we have to add some additional ones there. We won't have a meeting for next month, but with community engagement, this is a one-sheeter that is going to be distributed in regards to the Stakeholder Advisory Council. And again, our partnership with community engagement, because that's who we will go to with if information. Is that correct?
Yes.
Darianne,
mm-hmm.
Right. So the information from the meeting will go to community engagement. Community engagement will take it where?
To the full board.
To the full board. But again, is Denise still on there? I'll just reiterate is that we have to make sure that the work that we're doing as a council is going to resonate to community engagement, and they will take it to the board with our concerns, not complaints, right? Not complaints, but with our concerns and our recommendations. And I also think that we should put timelines on our recommendations as well, because if we don't, then they can be pushed out and be pushed out. And again, I'll just go back to the Milwaukee Emergency Center. We had recommendations and had conversations with them on a regular basis, different entities, and actually I've not heard back from anyone. So I guess that's important for us again to know, and to know that our work is not going to be in vain. So when you get a chance, I don't know if you looked at it when you got your email, were you able to review any of the information that was given to you? So if you review it and there's something that you don't understand, I don't think we should go over the entire document right now.
We don't necessarily have to. No. It is just something that you guys can review on your
right.
own time. Once you guys do approve, we'll get your name updated.
Right.
So
correctly.
Once we approve this, it goes over the general information that we provide through the county board and things of that nature. So at the bottom listed is the link to the Facebook page. And then again, once this is all approved and finalized, you guys can receive copies to, if you're out in the neighborhoods or anything of that nature, to just hand out. And then everything that's in here, it pertains to us. So the Facebook page is a direct link to us. So everything is in here. It's basically everything we've been talking about and everything that we do. So it's just getting your approval. And yes, this is what we do. Yes, this is what I agree on, and just things of that nature. So it's nothing to fully read over right now. Again, in your own time, you guys can look it over. So,
and make sure you do, because even the main line here says your community connection to mental health services in Milwaukee County.
Yeah.
If we are the community connection and there are concerns, not complaints, I'll say that, and not complaints, but concerns, the community will be coming to the council. And as we move forward into next year, when we have our meetings and we can do in person, we will open up the church to community, and there will be a time where community can come and address successes and concerns to the council as well. But again, we have to be assured that our voices will be resonated and will be heard when we go back to the various people in the ivory tower. Yes, John.
One thing I'd like to see us happen so, at our meetings.
One second, Tom. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Is an education component of us in terms of how they've dealt with the exposure. Hopeful for all of us to learn from one another what mental health exposure was for, you know,
an educational component that I wanted to add to the meetings. Again, I know that there is a lot of everybody's busy doing what they have to do and addressing different issues in your lives, but to have that educational component that you're talking about would be great. I would love to be able to, for us to, without having a tape session, that we could get together and just kind of chat about everything that you're talking about as far as community and learn from one another as well, and that educational component as well. Because when you're out talking to the community, you have to understand what is the redesign, and I think you guys are getting there, and some of you work within the system as well, right? So, but what is the redesign? What is the, what is the ecosystem? What Darian,
if you guys remember back to when we first started the council, I did include pamphlets and things of that nature. So go back and look at those, like the different pamphlets that were in there, the different brochures. So that is all included as well once you are out in the community and, you know, talking to the minors or whoever you're speaking with. That's a good thing to refer back to as well.
Right. Even myself, I have to go back and review as well. But Tom, I think you wanted to say something. Sorry, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to stand accused of I guess, demeaning complaints, and that's not at all.
Yeah, it's okay.
No, they do have value. And the question, you know, is how to make them most effective. It's one thing to complain so let me use that word in a constructive way. And I think the gentleman who responded earlier, Mohammed, that you were making recommendations and not complaints, is a good qualifier. It sounds like that's exactly what happened. And you don't feel listened to. Now, complaining to the center is one thing. Complaining to the board about the center is another. And complaining to the state about the center is even something more significant. So again, complaining to those bodies that have payer authority and raising the complaint to that level is probably more significant than because that's where the purse strings are. And so thinking about how you manage the center and get action on your concerns and thinking about it strategically is an important consideration here.
And you're absolutely right, Tom. I know that there was a mom that filed a complaint with the Department of Health Services in regards to Granite Hill. I think she's getting some type of satisfaction. I'm not quite sure, but she has been contacted by someone. So yes, I totally get what you're saying. But we have to, again, we have to get to that point in order to get all of the metrics and all of the things that we need. Any other thoughts, council members? So I guess that leads us to agenda 5, because we are talking